I'm going to pray for our counselors and staff in just a moment. Before we do, we have a special song. Let's hear that now.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love, and do what thou wouldst do. Until with thee I will thy will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till
I've not looked closely. I've seen them come across some desks at the application for staff at Pilgrim Camp and counselors at Pilgrim Camp. I imagine there are certain qualifications that are needed. And then I'm sure there are some things that we're willing to overlook because we need people to clean pots and pans. And you don't have to be very skilled, or we'll give you on-the-job training. Reminded in the book of Acts, when there was a need for those to serve, and the apostles were looking to find those qualified. We're told that these were men that would serve tables and take care of day-to-day matters in the church. I'm not sure what other qualifications may have been of concern to them, but we're told God's primary concern: men who are full of faith and the Holy Ghost. And we want to believe that God would do that for each of you who are here to serve. You may come with varying abilities and skills. Some of you may be very equipped to serve in the kitchen or to counsel and work with children in other areas. But above all, that God would fill us with faith and with the Holy Ghost. Because that's really, that will be the lasting impact here. There's a lot of things that go on at camp. Some of them will be soon forgotten. But the work of God, this is an eternal work. And so we want to believe that whether you're counseling and you're working with children day and night, and able to minister in some very deep, meaningful ways in their lives, or maybe it's amongst the staff and you're in your room and you're just sharing your heart with one another, and you're able to encourage and pray for one another and minister the grace and love of God in that way, or whether it's a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus, but that you would be empowered by the Holy Spirit, that he would work in ways beyond the natural, and he would accomplish things here through you that maybe you're not even going to be aware of until someday in heaven you say, Lord, when did we do this? When did we meet that need? And so we want to ask God's blessing and his outpouring of the Spirit. Breathe on me, breath of God. And so there's a lot of people. I was jotting down my list this afternoon of all those who are involved here at camp that I thought we should pray for. And then I got my instruction sheet for tonight and said it's probably not a good idea to go down the whole list, probably because I'll forget somebody. But there's a whole lot of people, some that are very visible, and others that are behind the scenes and we don't see much of. But let's pray first for all of the staff, not anyone but counselors. Okay, so counselors, you wait. But others, I've got to do it. Boathouse and grounds and housekeeping and the office and the dining room waitresses and the kitchen and the cooks and the lifeguards. Did I say the office?
The storekeeper.
I said boathouse, grounds, the nurse. Thank you. I think that's the one I missed. Sorry, Sister Jean. I'm going to ask you to stand. There's a lot of work to be done here. And there's a level of excitement and anticipation now as we begin. And head, yes, department head, yes. Sister Min. And there's a lot involved. And we come with an anticipation and excitement in some days and weeks that may wane. And we may be a little weary and tired, but God will sustain. And so let's join together that the breath of God would so fill this place and equip us for a task that some would say, well, this is menial. This isn't very significant. You're only serving tables. God said, I want those who are filled with faith, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So, Lord, would you do that tonight? Would you equip us, dear God, not only to work and serve in the natural and the physical needs of this camp, but, Lord, even as we go about those responsibilities, Lord, that you would give us the anointing and the filling of your Spirit, that maybe when we pass somebody, there's just a word or a smile, Lord, or a prayer that is breathed, that we might be faithful, Lord, to minister, not just with our hands, but, Lord, with our heart. So, Lord, come now and fill by your Spirit. Dear Jesus, enable and equip each one. Some that may get tired and frustrated. Some that may be homesick. Some, Lord, that have left burdens at home that now just fills their hearts with anxiety or fear. And Lord, we pray that you would just bring peace and settle our hearts, dear God, that we might with a focus serve you, Lord, with joy. Let that be so, dear God. Fill our hearts with joy. Let there be a unity amongst us, dear Lord Jesus. No division, but Lord, as we read through the book of Acts, a unity so that the Spirit of God might flow freely. So, Lord, do that, we pray.
Thank you. God, yes, Lord Jesus. God, we need you, Lord God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus. Jesus.
God, we need you.
Lord, let your hand of protection be upon each one. Some that are involved in work that could be dangerous, that could cause injury. Lifeguards that are watching over children and guests and looking to keep them safe, Lord. These matters, Lord, that are not light. Lord, we ask that your hand be upon this place. Would you protect from harm, dear God, from injury, from sickness, dear Jesus. Let this time be a time of blessing. For Jesus' sake, we pray. Amen. 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 And now our counselors, you can reverse. Be seated, and our counselors, would you stand? Sister Diane Schaefer is our head counselor in the cottage. Sister Mary is our counselor, head counselor in the village, and many working with them. There's been much prayer that's been going up this year, and God wants to bring together now his purpose. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, oh God, oh God, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I'll ask my wife if she'll pray for these. Jesus, if you want, extend a hand of faith and join together in hearts of faith. Lord God, work tonight. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, come. Lord, pour out your spirit. Equip and prepare, Lord Jesus.
This time.
God,
Lord,
Jesus, yes, yes, Lord, do it.
Father, I pray
accomplish.
That your Holy Spirit
Jesus,
will just fall upon
Jesus,
each one,
Jesus,
Father, that they will look to
Jesus,
you,
Jesus,
Father, for answers,
Jesus,
Lord.
Yes.
They will look to you for their strength,
yes,
Lord Jesus,
yes,
that you will
Lord.
Build them, Lord, for all that they have
Jesus,
needed.
Jesus,
and Lord, when
Jesus,
these girls
Jesus,
come,
Jesus,
and these little boys come, Father, Lord
Jesus,
Jesus, that you will minister
God,
through these women, Lord Jesus. Father,
Jesus,
Lord,
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
And Father,
oh
I pray
God,
that you will
oh
use
God,
these women, Lord.
Oh God.
Use them in these children's lives,
Jesus,
Lord God.
Jesus,
give
Jesus,
them
Jesus,
give them patience.
Jesus.
Good
yes,
attitudes.
Lord.
Give them
yes,
love.
Lord.
Love
yes,
these children, Lord.
Lord
God. Father, we believe you and
Jesus,
trust you that you will do all
Jesus.
These things. In your name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus. 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 May we all can stand now. And let's pray for our campers that will be here on Tuesday. And many guests will start to arrive, not just for this period, but as we look forward through the summer. Maybe if you would lead out in prayer for the needs of these children and young people, staff workers, guests that are coming, that God would have his will accomplished here. Jesus, Jesus, do it, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for another opportunity to minister to these children, adolescents, Lord. We pray that your glory will be revealed in these lives.
Yes.
This is your camp. This is your ministry. So we pray you would work, oh God, to reach each and every one. Oh God, to enter their hearts, to melt them, to mold them, to fill them, that they might know you and leave this place knowing you and walking with you. Come mightily. Meet every need. You know the burdens that they bear, and we pray that you would deliver them. You would free them. You would heal them, oh God, emotionally, spiritually, physically. Oh God. Thank you again for this 72nd season, that we pray you would be glorified in meeting each and every one.
Thank you.
Pour out your Holy Spirit and equip, oh God, each one for following you, for serving you. Raise up a mighty army, we pray, that will follow you and serve you.
Jesus.
You are faithful.
God, we believe.
You are
from the youngest to the oldest, oh God, meet their needs.
Amen.
As they step upon this ground, help us to love them. Help us to love them into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Help us to share the gospel. Help us, Lord, to lead them in the right direction. Give us the right words. Give wisdom where wisdom is needed. Give direction. Lord, we covet your help for these campers, every one of them, Lord Jesus. And we pray especially that you would minister to these counselors as they work day in, day out, every hour, every minute, moment by moment, that you would minister to them, by the Holy Spirit.
Jesus,
we thank you that we have these opportunities to serve you. Lord, what a blessing it is to be able to win a child into the kingdom of God. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll meet these children, meet these young people. God, draw them. Like never before, let this year be astounding year, oh God. In the kingdom of God's name, we pray that you'll help us to believe, that you'll give us faith. Lord, that we pray through, as we heard this morning, to keep praying, oh God, the victory through for every one of these children. And thank you, Lord God, that we have this time to believe you, to trust you, and then, Lord, to rejoice in your great faithfulness over this first period. In thy precious name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You may be seated.